Welcome to the Mummy Fit Time podcast, a place for busy women to find the secrets towards being the best version of themselves, both in physical and mental health. Join me, Nikki Kinnearum, your host and health advocate, as we discover why you might be feeling a certain way, how to move past this, and step into the version of you that brings you the most happiness. Not every woman's journey is the same, but through this podcast, I've no doubt that you will uncover things about yourself and have a little fun along the way. Welcome to this episode. This episode was a really great episode for me to record because I learned so much about menopause and that menopause doesn't need to be a scary thing that happens in women's lives. I also learned in this episode that some of the things that we're feeling within our body or things that are showing up within our body may be related to menopause, and there are ways of reducing symptoms, for want of a better word, of menopause so that you are able to embrace menopause and flow through that season of your life with ease. So in this episode, I am interviewing Jacqueline Rose, and Jacqueline is a wife and mother of five children who was multitasking and juggling life, work, family, responsibilities, etc. until she discovered Yoga Nashik, which is yoga for women's health. Through her studies and teaching, she has been able to develop a deeper understanding, awareness, and connection to her body, how it works, and how it naturally changes over time. Using yoga tools and techniques, Jacqueline has found practical ways to create balance and manage expectations despite her very busy life. Sounds inspiring, doesn't it? Something that I would love to find too, finding that and creating that balance. Jacqueline's mission now is to support and empower women to improve their own health and well-being. She specifically works with women on their menopause journey, helping them navigate this time with ease and confidence. Jacqueline qualified as a yoga for pregnancy instructor at the Wingate Institute in 2014. She qualified as a Yoga Nashik instructor in 2017 with Meera Atsi Padden, who is the founder of Yoga Nashik. Most recently, in 2019, she qualified as a therapeutic yoga instructor at Campus Brosham School of Integrative Medicine in Tel Aviv University. Jacqueline moved to Israel from London, England in 1998. She now lives in Modin with her husband and five children. Now, I'm not sure if I've pronounced that city that Jacqueline lives in, but recording this podcast was just done with ease, despite Jacqueline living in Israel and me being in my time zone, Australia. The hours that she worked and the hours that I worked really complemented each other. And I've no doubt that if you're wanting to work with Jacqueline and find out more about your menopause journey, then you'll have just as much ease in being able to work with her. So let's jump in. Let's start learning about menopause. Let's start learning about things that might be showing up in your body and ways that you can help your body move with ease through your menopause journey. Here's Jacqueline. Welcome, Jacqueline, to the Mummy Fit Time podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm really interested in the discussion we're going to have today because I know that it is possibly relevant for some of our listeners here, which is all about menopause, but not necessarily menopause, what you would associate with menopause.
Exactly.
You might be experiencing early on. So it's going to be really interesting to chat to you. But can you start off just telling a little bit about you and who you are?
Yes, so I'm Jacqueline. I am a married mum of five kids. I am 46, just turned 46. My eldest is now 18 and my youngest is 7.5. So I have experienced, you know, what it means to be a mum, what it means to be a mum juggling work-life balance. And actually in my 30s, I lived according to the mantra of, if you need something done, ask a busy person. You know, the busier you are, the more you're juggling, the more you're sort of running here, there and everywhere, the more achieved you feel, or the more successful you feel, but of course the more stressed out you feel.
Yes.
and so after I had child number five, we had gone through some, my eldest daughter had been ill, and basically I wanted just to do something a bit different. And so 6 years ago, I entered the world of yoga for women's health as a profession. I'd always practiced yoga off and on throughout my life. My mum today still practices yoga regularly, and my grandmother practiced yoga until she was about 82, and then she fell and she hurt herself. So, and my aunt practices yoga. I come from a yoga practicing family, but I took it to a professional level about 6 years ago when I trained to be a yoga for pregnancy teacher. I thought I knew something about this world. I've been pregnant a number of times. You know, I'd given birth a number of times. I sort of thought I knew what I was getting into. And I discovered I knew nothing. I knew nothing about being pregnant. I knew nothing about my body, how my body works, and nothing about really how to give birth connected to your body, being an active participant with your body in the birthing process. So once I trained in that as a yoga teacher for pregnancy and birth, I then started working straight away. And I then a year later did the course that really changed the direction of my life, which was the Yoga for Women's Health teacher training course. I'm originally from England, but today I live in Israel, and I trained in Israel with the founder of this specific modality of yoga, which is yoga for women's health. And that has sort of led me on my journey. And since then, I've also trained as in therapeutic yoga, using yoga as a therapeutic healing tool. And today I work with women on their menopause journey, really using a holistic health approach to understanding and navigating menopause journey, but always using the foundation and the glue of regular yoga for women's health practice to sort of bring everything all together.
Wonderful. I love that. Yoga for women's health. That's fascinating.
Yeah. It's a totally different approach to yoga. Yoga is often done, you know, yoga for yoga's sake. You do the poses, you go through the breathing, and it's sort of very physical what you get out of it. There is a bit of an emotional or sort of calming down element, but yoga is often seen as yoga for stability, for strength, for balance, for flexibility, and using the poses to achieve those things. Yoga for women's health really takes yoga as a tool. So it's not about how you do a specific pose or achieving something through the practice, but it's really yoga as a tool to help you create the awareness of what is going on in your body, understanding what that means for you as a woman, and that body-mind connection, the very physical, emotional interrelationship, and using yoga to help you navigate all different elements of a woman's life cycle throughout her life, and helping her use yoga to navigate different health experiences that she may be going through.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, I think that's a nice little segue into what we're here to talk about today, which is around menopause or perimenopause, or I'm going to even stay away from the M word and just say symptoms that we might be experiencing in our body. So let's start with my first question I wanted to ask you, which is, what are some of the common symptoms around menopause?
Okay, so I love that you we're struggling to find the right word, menopause, perimenopause. I call it menopause journey for exactly that reason, because menopause is, the actual menopause is a date in the calendar year. And you can only know when you are in menopause when you have had 12 period-free months. So you only know you're in menopause retroactively when you look back. But all those years that you may be experiencing changes in your body, symptoms, side effects, or all these physical, emotional, mental health changes leading up to that can be a whole lot of number of years. And that's why I like to call it a journey, because there are different stages on the journey. And it's not just a moment in time. And so women can be experiencing menopause symptoms without even realizing they are menopause symptoms, because you know, it can, you can have these experiences, these health changes, 5, 6, 7 years until you actually are officially in menopause. So I like to divide up the symptoms. I actually prefer to call them side effects or experiences. I'm not a lover of the word menopause symptoms, because it feeds into the culture of menopause being a disease or an, you know, an illness or a medical issue that women need solving, and they have symptoms and then they're right. So I like to stay away from the word symptoms, but happy to use the word symptoms. I like to divide them up into three categories: physical, emotional, and cognitive or brain function. And physical menopause symptoms can show up in a multitude of ways. We know the common ones: irregular periods and hot flushes. Those are the things that everyone talks about. But there are so many others. Sleep disturbances, insomnia, weight gain. A lot of women have trouble with weight issues during this time, and they don't really understand what's going on. It is all related to menopause journey, menopause related, which is a natural hormonal changes happening in your body. So weight gain, insomnia, dryness, dry skin, itchy skin, vaginal dryness, loss of libido, other physical changes you can go through, heart palpitations, achy or sore breasts, anything really, any physical change that you go through anywhere along in your 40s, and it really can start as early as 42, 43, 44. And if you are experiencing early onset menopause, you may be noting these changes already in your late 30s. And they are all related to the hormonal changes that you're going through as, you know, leading up to menopause. So those are the physical. The emotional changes or symptoms that you can be experiencing are loss of identity, mood swings, anxiety, depression. All these real emotional fluctuations are also connected to menopause journey. And the third thing, which so many women don't really understand, is brain function, change in brain function, such as forgetfulness, loss of concentration, a short-term memory loss, that foggy brain, you know, you wake up or you're in the middle of working and you just can't focus and you just feel, you know, you've got cotton wool in your brains. All that cognitive function changes are menopausal related also. So there is a lot of ways it shows up. There are a lot of symptoms. I heard there are 75 different symptoms that are related to menopause that women can experience. So it really can show up for women in so many different ways.
I imagine it's very much like a puzzle, and one of those awful puzzles with 1,000 pieces, because a lot of the we'll call them symptoms, a lot of those things that you've listed just there are also symptoms of other things, such as experiencing stress, or even with the brain fog and stuff. When you were describing that, it was making me think of mum brain, of, you know, when you're pregnant, you've had a baby. So I imagine that it really is like trying to fit together pieces of a puzzle and taking all of that and going, well, is this what I'm experiencing? Is this related to the fact that I'm possibly going through perimenopause or menopause, or is it because there's something else going on in my life?
100%. And I do two things when I work with women. The first thing is I make sure they go and see a doctor, because we need to make sure that there is, that we cancel out any potential medical issue. So if a woman is suffering from heart palpitations, we want to just rule out that she doesn't have a heart arrhythmia or there is something going on. So we make sure, I make sure that every woman goes and gets a proper good checkup. Most doctors, unfortunately, most local family doctors are not aware of how menopause symptoms can show up in a woman and don't often realize they can show up quite early on. Mm. So you may go to a doctor and say, I've got heart palpitations, I've got stiff joints, I've got, anxiety or depression, and the doctor will treat it on a symptom by symptom basis, giving you medication to treat the illness or the disease that you are, expressing or experiencing. There won't often be from your local doctor an understanding, as you said, of the pieces of the puzzle, that this is all related to hormonal changes of menopause, unfortunately. Secondly, when I work with women, what the first thing I do is we do a menopause health and wellness assessment. And it is exactly as you said, we sit down and we go through seven areas of your health and well-being. Because everything is interconnected, and I really believe in this holistic approach that stress, nutrition, movement, sleep, all these things that your daily functioning life impacts how your menopause symptoms show up and impact your health and well-being overall. So there needs to be an understanding, which really women don't have, of their holistic health and well-being and how all these pieces fit in together and affect you and impact you.
Yeah, it's fascinating, isn't it?
It is. I find it so interesting. And unfortunately, it's a conversation that women really are not having and are very, there's very low education and lack of information available to women about really their how their body works.
Yeah.
And that's what I find so interesting, is really helping women understand what is going on in their body. Our hormones are really primary to understanding how our body is working, specifically during menopause journey, but really also throughout a woman's life. We are dominated and dictated for good and for bad by our hormones. And the minute we understand what is going on in our bodies and how all these other factors, stress, nutrition, movement, work-life balance, how they impact our hormones, that really begins to shed so much light on what's going on with us.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Couldn't agree more that you're singing my song there. So, is there a way that women can be supported through menopause? Are there specific things that they can be doing to nourish their body or anything like that?
Yes, there is a lot that can be done in both sides, both in the conventional medicine, sort of Western medicine side, and in the Eastern medicine or alternative holistic medicine side. So in the conventional medicine world, a woman can, receive HRT treatment if that's something that she would like to do. I know there's a lot of discussion around HRT hormone replacement therapy when it comes to menopause, but it can be a very successful way of treating your symptoms. You can get bioidentical hormones, estrogen boost, because really what's going on is the hormonal fluctuations. And there are sort of Western medicine or conventional medicine ways of balancing or supplementing the hormones that you're missing. So any type of hormone replacement or hormone supplements or creams or local hormone ointments and things like that, that is sort of a very easy way for a woman to find relief from her symptoms. Then if that is something that a woman is happy doing, then that's sort of fine, the direction she can go in. But if you really want to look at a more holistic way, a more alternative, integrative way of navigating menopause journey, because really menopause journey, as I said, can last for a number of years, anywhere from between 5 to 11 years, give or take.
Wow.
So there are obviously, the basic thing that I want to talk about is yoga and the yoga approach, which helps to impact a lot of the other health and well-being things that I talked about. When I work with women, we do this health and wellness assessment, which looks at the seven areas, menopause symptoms, hormones, stress, nutrition, movement, work-life balance, and sleep. And And all of those things, by working, tweaking, looking at all of those areas, you can change the way you experience your menopause journey. And for me, the thing that really looks at all of those is sort of like an overarching umbrella to all of those is this regular yoga for women's health practice. But if we want to look at each of those different areas, reducing your stress, you know, getting more sleep, looking at your nutrition, what are you eating? How does it affect you? How does that impact you? Finding phytoestrogen foods that are rich in estrogen, you know, natural phytoestrogen foods that, that can help boost estrogen levels. Work-life balance, you know, how are you functioning on a just general day-to-day basis? All those things. And then we can look at supplements, natural supplements, foods that, that can really help you to boost. Stress is really a big, big thing. Stress is really a big thing because the way that your stress hormones are interacting with your other hormones and the fluctuating estrogen, progesterone, all that stuff, how it all interacts, the stress hormones are a big, big deal.
Yeah. So it sounds like even, you know, if you haven't identified that you might be going through perimenopause/menopause, that I guess it almost wouldn't hurt addressing those other areas in your life anyway, because that would all be beneficial regardless of what's happening in terms of your inner body functions and what's happening with your hormones.
Yes, so 1000% you are correct. If we understand what menopause journey is, that it is a time of hormonal fluctuation. It is a time of hormonal change and your hormones getting to a new normal level for the next stage of your life.
Yep.
Then you understand that if you arrive at that journey hormonally depleted, if you arrive at that journey stressed out, if you arrive at that journey nutritionally depleted, your body will not be in its best state to navigate this time. So you're right. We want to be able to get our bodies in a good state, in the best health and well-being function as possible so that we can navigate this time in the best way possible.
Yeah, absolutely. So would you say if you weren't in that best state leading up to that time in your life that you're going to experience, would symptoms come on stronger, or is it a very an individualized journey for people?
So firstly, menopause shows up differently for every single woman. Yes. So yes, menopause is a very individual journey. The way that you experience it will not be the way that I experience it. There is a bit of a genetic element to it. The way that your mother experienced it can impact the way that you experience it, but every woman does it differently. But yes, I think that if you arrive at your menopause journey in a really strong, healthy, well-balanced physical, emotional place, it is going to help you navigate this time much better. You're going to have, firstly, you're going to arrive at it hormonally ready for this crazy roller coaster ride. And second, you're going to have already the tools in your toolbox to be able to navigate it better. So I don't know whether I would say that the symptoms show up in a less significant way. Intuitively, I believe that they could and would show up in a less significant way. But even if you are experiencing things like hot flushes or some really emotional transformations, you at least know how to navigate it better. You have an awareness of what you need. So if you already are participating in meditation or good deep breath work or mindfulness or regular yoga practice, if you are already moving your body in certain ways. And I say movement, I don't say exercise. I think movement is crucial. Exercise is something that, you know, is associated with a lot of negativity. So if you already know how to navigate and manage your stress levels, if you already have some type of good perspective on work-life balance, that can only help you for the good to navigate this time. So if you already have that awareness, you already have those things happening in your life, I think it's going to help you navigate this time for the better.
And for those women that are already going through this journey, it's not too late for them to jump on board, is it, and start making or tuning into their body and looking at these different elements?
It is never too late. And I'm really happy that you brought up this issue of being too late, because so many women think that menopause is the beginning of the end. That is the cultural significant, the cultural language that has been associated to menopause. Menopause is the beginning of the end. Menopause is really absolutely, in today's society, the way that our health, well-being, socioeconomic status, the opportunities available to women now, women 60 years plus, menopause is just a stage of your life. You have so many years post-menopause of post-menopause living to do. And I speak to women who are 10 years post-menopause who are still struggling with menopause symptoms. And there is no start today and you change the way you live the rest of your life. You know, whether that be, you know, 20 years of the rest of your life or 35 years of the rest of your life. You know, someone said to me once that post-menopause, the post-menopause experience really is for the rest of your life. So whatever you are experiencing today, if you don't feel that your body is serving you, if you don't feel that you are in control of what is going on in your body, because that is really the menopause experience, that you really feel so out of control of what is going on in your body, you can start making changes today.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'd even say that for people that are listening that are nowhere near their menopause years as well. It's really something that you could do at any stage in your life, isn't it?
100%. We all need to be addressing our health and well-being at every stage of our life. The hormonal fluctuation of menopause journey makes it more critical. But really, we all know we need to be living healthy, you know, well-rounded lives in all areas. So,
absolutely. This has been really enlightening. So thank you, because perhaps I'm like many of the other listeners, but the thought of menopause, it's sort of creeping up. I'm starting to get, I'm closer to 40 than 30. It has, I guess, sort of been on the forefront of my mind that, you know, I'm getting to that age where I might be going through that stage of my life. So this has been really enlightening to just go, like, it takes away the scariness. It takes away the apprehension around it all.
Yeah, so definitely women who are in their, let's say, early mid-40s and feel very far away from menopause or don't want to think about menopause, and even women in their late 30s, because I'm hearing more and more women experiencing early onset menopause. It seems so far away. It seems something that your grandmother goes through, or, you know, your mom. It's like it's another generation experience. It's not really related to you. But there is, I'm very passionate about changing the language, changing the way that women understand what menopause journey is, and to demystify it and take away that fear, that anxiety from it, because it doesn't have to be that way.
Absolutely. Jacqueline, where can our listeners hear more from you or find out more about you or even work with you?
So I've made it very easy for people. I am at The Yoga Room 120 all over social media. So you can find me at facebook.com /theyogaroom120, and I'm most active there and share most of my content there. I also have a website, theyogaroom120.com, Instagram, and if you want to email me directly, it's also theyogaroom120@gmail.com, and I work with women on their menopause journey at any and every stage of their menopause journey. So really supporting and helping you and guiding you through this time.
Yeah. And I'm just going to point out there, because a large proportion of my listeners are in Australia. And as you mentioned before, you're in Israel. So as we're recording this, it's 8:30 at night for me, and I think it's about 9 a.m. for you. Is that right?
No. It's 1:30 for me. We only have a in the afternoon. Yeah. So I think there's a, it depends where you are in Australia, but yeah, it's either like a 5, 7, 8 hour time difference. So I'm really happy to work. I have been blessed to be able to work late at night. So I can do lots of different time zones. I have a lot of calls with women in Australia, and I can do early mornings, which is your afternoons, or my afternoon, which is your evenings.
Yeah, so that was what I was going to say, was because I guess a lot of mums, is when the kids go to sleep, that's when they've got a chance to actually focus on themselves. So
that's my lunch time. So that works out perfectly for us.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining me for this podcast episode. As I said, it's been really enlightening. I've learned a lot, so I hope that the listeners have learned a lot as well.
Thank you so much, and thank you so much for helping me spread the message about changing the way that women experience menopause.
Absolutely. Okay, I will link your details in the show notes for anyone that is interested in following along and finding out a little bit more about you. And thank you once again.
Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Mummy Fit Time podcast. I would absolutely love it if you could help me share this message with more people. And you can do that by clicking a rating on this podcast episode. The more ratings I get, the more I am able to share this message with more people, more mums just like you. If you would like to find out more about Mummy Fit Time, feel free to pop over to my website. It's www.mummyfittime. That's spelt mummefittime.com.au. Catch you next time on the podcast.